Welcome to Amplifying Leadership. I am your host, Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. This podcast is a place dedicated to amplifying your leadership through our guest stories, tips, information, and more. To learn more about our leadership division, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Leonard Shiner, a law firm marketer, branding expert, and speaker on leadership and personal development. Welcome to the show.
It is so good to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
And we have such an awesome topic to talk about today. But before we get there, let's learn a little bit more about you and where leadership comes into your story.
Well, I think, you know, as we're, you know, creatures roaming this planet, there's a lot of ways that we can handle our day, right? Whether it's in relationships or it is in setting goals for ourselves. And really, when I look at the people who I want to surround myself with and really the person who I'm trying to be like, you know, air quote, when I grow up,
right?
that person is a great leader. It's someone who sets a plan and is committed to taking action. It's someone who looks at what's in the gap and is committed to closing it. And I think when you operate from that point of view, your life is much more, again, air quote, in control, because you realize that you're the source of everything. And so versus blaming other people and being a victim to, I don't know, right? Like the person next to you at the coffee shop or your family or the government or anything like that. When you are your leader for your own life and you're the leader for others, you really start to create your own path and then, you know, close your own gap is what I like to do.
I love that you bring up leading ourselves, because that is step number one, isn't it? We have to lead ourselves so that we can lead others. So I love that you brought that up. Let's talk about your topic of setbacks in leadership and share with us one of your biggest setbacks that you had to overcome in your leadership story or on your journey. What's one of those that you'd like to share today?
I like to share a setback that, you know, most people think of a setback as a negative thing, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to take the hit and you're like, oh, that was negative, right? But I actually started in my agency. I run a PR and marketing agency for lawyers and other professional service providers. And we started offering a new service. And this was years ago. And we started offering a new service. It sounded great, right? Like it was wonderful. And we were getting great results. And at about 4 or 5 months into us offering this service and getting results for clients, Google shifted an algorithm. And what are you going to do? There's no option, right? There's no one to complain to. There's no workaround if you are subject by, you know, an algorithm shift. And so what we did is, you know, we took that setback, right? We were like, well, now one, we can no longer offer this service because it doesn't work the way that it was going to. And now the clients that are in that, we have to tell them, hey, right? Like Google made a change and now you can no longer be where you were before. And it's kind of disheartening because you feel like, well, this was great, right? We were just getting off to the races within that one product offering. And at some point you just have to realize, guess what? There's going to be something else. There's going to be something better, easier, more effective, whatever. And you just shift, right? Like it's constantly being in the pivot. But I think that if I didn't have a leadership mindset, I would have taken that. And I mean, I don't know if it was another agency that could have tanked them, right? Because it could have just been a downward spiral. But, you know, handling it with grace, handling it, you know, with clients as well as internally too, right? There's shifts that are made on that side. It's a learning experience. And we have to look at a setback as a learning experience.
And I love that you bring that up, because in this case for your company, it was out of your control. And there's nothing that you can do about it except what happened and what can we do as a shift instead to get that revenue or income back in there. How did you manage or lead the team through that change? Because that would have been probably quite large if it was a good project that was working for you.
Yeah, the team is actually quite flexible in that we really have that team mindset of we're going to do what's best for the client. And so, when something like that happens, we all kind of look to pick up the pieces and we bring them to the table and we figure out how to solve all the different chips that might have fallen. But on the client side, it's difficult to handle that type of conversation, right? Because, anytime there's a performance issue or a shift issue, right? And really, we're just the messenger, right? It wasn't something that we did, it was out of our hands. And so, as a marketing agency owner, that's one of the things that is probably one of the most difficult is when, you have these larger tech platforms that really can influence overnight a big change.
And so when you think about how we lead through these shifts and how you lead through your clients as well, and things are out of our control, does brainstorming come into that for your team? Do you do that type of what do we do instead to help the client? Because obviously client focus, big thing for you and your team. So how do we make that shift happen in a way that is positive, like making sure our team is not feeling that setback? You know what I mean?
Exactly. The team, I think, is more easy to handle, right? Because you have a closer relationship with the people you work with. And so, yeah, I think from my perspective, I like to set the culture of, leadership, right? I like to set the culture of, a can-do attitude. And like,
Excellent.
we can freak out behind closed doors, right? Like, oh my gosh, right? But at the end of the day, we are their advisor. We are who they look to for answers. So, of course, right? We're human. We're not robots. So we're gonna have the emotional reaction and be flabbergasted. But at the end of the day, we are also the best person to recommend the strategy forward. And so that's exactly what I explain and how I explain it to the clients is like, look, right, we're still you're having your best interest, right? We're still your best source for achieving this growth that you wanted, this awareness, this whatever the goal might have been. And this was only one strategy. Often, this is how I like to strategize because I'm a strategist at heart. Yeah, I just run an agency because I have to. But at heart, I like to have a few different channels to get to that goal, right? A plan A, a plan B, a plan C. And it's not that we enact plan B once plan A doesn't work, but I like to be running them kind of in parallel, right? So that we can kind of easy make that switch whenever we might need to.
And I like that you bring that up. It's that whole don't put all your eggs in one basket type theory, right? I
Exactly.
mean, you don't want just one client because if something happens to them, you don't just want one platform, such as, when the algorithm changed on you, because that doesn't help overall. So it sounds like that you have those great ideas, and I love it, of putting eggs in several baskets. So you always have something to fall back on for your clients. So that I love that for that setback. It's a really great way of showing that a setback can actually help us grow, help us develop something else, right?
Forces us to grow, you know. Yeah. And that's not always a bad thing.
No, not at all. I think sometimes we have to, the world's ever changing, right? We have to try and keep up or make other shifts back, forth, forward, back, whatever it looks like, right? To make sure that businesses are functioning and your clients are doing really well. So
So
let me
true.
kind of shift this. Are there some common setbacks that some leaders are going to hit? Have you noticed anything that is common in maybe talking with other people?
I mean, I talk to, I mean, probably, where are we in this month? Okay, so we're at, I've probably spoken with 50 entrepreneurs by this point, this month, and spoken about their business, spoken about what they're doing. And one of the things that I see kind of across the board, and I feel very privileged to have the ability to kind of get a peek into each one of these different businesses because I can spot patterns, And I think
Right.
that that's
Okay.
what, you know, if you're only working on your own business and you're only, you know, you're not getting outside coaching, you're not consulting with anyone, you have no outside opinions. Maybe it's just your opinions or the opinion of your spouse or your, you know, whoever's closest to you, right? Like
Yeah.
you don't have that outside perspective. And so anyways, I'm really fortunate that I have that perspective across many different ones. And one of the patterns that I see is that the building blocks of marketing go in a specific order. And what I mean by this is that you would never wake up in the morning and put your raincoat on and your boots and then go brush your teeth and make your coffee and then take a shower in your co like what?
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense, right? And we get that from a human perspective, right? But in business, there's a lack of clarity around what do I do first? Like the basic mechanics, right? Like almost marketing 101. And I mean, I know this because this is what I teach, this is what I learned, but I mean, I even went to business school and business school doesn't teach you this, right? I never even heard the word funnel. I never even heard the word offer, right? Like, so these types of things, like real business, like practical business, like dollars in your bank business, they go there. There's a formula, right? And we want to follow that formula. We want to do the blueprint as the blueprint was designed. So instead of thinking we need, you know, this or that, or there's a barrier here because like we need this one thing. Well, okay, maybe you don't actually need that one thing. You need perspective. You know, it's like, what's the saying? If you can't go through the wall, go around it, go over
Go
it,
over it,
go
under
under, whatever,
it.
right? And you're going to
Yeah, for
need a
sure.
shovel to go under it. Okay. You might need a, you know, just a pair of shoes to walk around it, right? You might need a rope to go over it. But if you don't decide whether you're going under it or over it, you don't know what tools to use. So fit to what you're doing, over it, under it, whatever, and then follow the blueprint that is, you know, the tried and true method for getting that result. I'm a big fan in following people who have done what I want to do before and then, you know, duplicating their success.
And I like the image that you provide because a lot of people, you know, the locked door in front of them, right? So look under the mat for the key. The same types of imagery is used a lot, right? And I think it's important that people understand that just because that roadblock is there, that setback is there, doesn't mean there isn't a way around it. Under it, over it, you know, kick through it, whatever that looks like, right? Just get the tools and follow that roadmap, as you said. I want to come back to a key point that I like that you brought up was getting that outside perspective, which I think is really important. You know, as a coach and consultant myself, I have a coach for business, I have a coach for life, you know, I think, and I network with other coaches. We can learn from each other and still have healthy competition and not worry about things like that in most markets. And so I think having that outside perspective really helps us, as you know, almost you alluded to, with learning from others. And maybe it's not just their wins, but maybe it's learning from their losses, right?
Oh my gosh, you learn so much more from people who have struggled than people who have not. I mean, I even think about myself like in business, and I think about 3 years ago, and I was running a successful business. I knew a decent amount to be able to run a business, right? But I even look like within the last 3 years, and I'm like, wow, like I've learned a lot. I've had a lot of different experiences. I have chosen to hear that outside perspective or a different perspective and then think, well, that could work for me, right? Like being open to that as well, right? Because that's also something that I'll see across a pattern across many different entrepreneurs is one of the struggles is being so committed. And don't get me wrong, we love commitment, but being so committed to one way of doing it. And really, that's a belief, right? We could call it a not a great belief, but a belief. And they can't see anything outside of that, right? It's like almost
Agreed, yeah.
horse blinders. And part of that is sometimes you just have to have that real emotional conversation. And that only comes from the outside perspective, right? It comes from a coach, a consultant, an advisor who's doesn't really care about like we're not trying to be friends with you, right? Like with all the
Yeah.
love in the world, we're trying to get you to be a better business owner, a better whatever it is that you are. So my point being for all of this is that your loved one, you know, your mom, your business buddy maybe isn't going to tell you exactly what you need
Yeah.
because they're so close to you, right? They care about that relationship. Whereas an outside consultant, there's not the emotional relationship. They're just going to tell it pretty much how it is.
Yeah, it's about the honesty and unbiasedness that they bring because they're just there to help you. And they're going to be honest and tell you, hey, you know what, Leonard, this isn't working. And then help you come up with those solutions. So I want to talk about creative solutions because I know that's something that you have brought up with a couple of things already today, like getting that outside perspective as a way to bring creativity into solutions. You know, thinking about, you know, hiring the consultant, the coach, the mentor, whoever. Are there any other creative solutions that can help us as leaders or even for our organization when we do have setbacks that you think are a little outside the box? Like the networking and things like that?
Well, I mean, creative solutions are always something to deploy, right?
Right.
I mean, are you looking for like maybe a specific creative solution or
Yeah,
what's
sure.
the.
Share something that maybe you have used as a creative solution that can help our general audience think differently.
Think differently. I like to look at different people that are achieving whatever the result you're wanting for is, right? So if I was trying to like I'm shooting from the hip. So like
Yeah, no, go ahead.
if I was trying to build like a new division, right? Or if I was
Right.
trying to build a new product or a new team, and I set the goal that I wanted to do six figures or a multiple six figure, right? I want to look at other people, so like other coaches or other entrepreneurs who are doing what I'm trying to do, but different ways. So one might be doing that by like a Facebook strategy and they're doing Facebook ads. Someone else might be doing that by doing summits and
Right.
building an audience that way and then converting them. Or they might do it by a pure networking strategy, right? If your business is more local. So there's all the different ways to get to the result, right? Like all the different ways you could do marketing. But I like to look at the business result, and that might be like hiring employees, it might be increasing sales, it might whatever that goal is. And then I look out, and we're always going to find some gurus that are doing their
Right.
thing, right? So I like to find a few of them. And then just tap into that community, tap into what they're educating about. Because what I found is that it's not the whole ship from just one person, right? Which that might work and that might be great, but I like to get a little bit more context. And so my creative solution is looking at, okay, if I've got four other people who are getting this result that I want and they're doing it different ways, that one means I've got some grace, I've got some wiggle room to be able to do
Yeah.
it how I want. But also, I get to see how person one, two, three, and four, their mistakes, how they're benefiting it, their bells and whistles. And then when I come back to mine, whether I'm building the product or I'm building the strategy or I'm building the action steps, I know what bells and whistles I want to put on mine because now I've
Yeah.
got like I've surveyed, right? I can take an amalgamation of all those different bells and whistles and choose which ones I want for mine to create a superior product, to create that
Yeah.
above average result, whatever that might be.
Yeah, and I really like that you mentioned trends as well because trends can be good or bad. So we want to look when we're looking outside and you know in the community, the networks, wherever we're finding that information, is looking for those good trends and those bad trends. Like someone, three people in the network are saying, don't do Facebook ads. Okay, maybe it doesn't work for whatever business people have out there. Maybe they need to go to a marketing agency and have a because they're a corporation or whatever that looks like, right? So looking at those trends, I think is important. Is that something that you would encourage others to do as well, like the bad and the good?
Trends are important because they give us a insight into what's happening at a larger scale, right? So
Mm-hmm.
with clients, I'm always like micro and macro focused.
Right.
What I
Yeah.
mean by that is, I like to be micro on the details, like, we're looking at everything at a very detailed level, but because definitely details matter. But
Yes.
on the macro level too, we want to make sure that we are shooting in a direction that is reasonable to yield a result, right? Like, especially if we're trying kind of like a new strategy, or it's kind of like a new type of offer that's being put out. Yeah, we definitely want to compare trends to what we're trying to do and let them give us some guidance that way.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you on that. Let me ask you this. If we have leaders out there, who are facing setbacks right now, whatever they may be, changes in the world, whatever that looks like, or just those small setbacks to their businesses, what would you share as that big tip to start? This is where, I would start with a setback. Is it reviewing something? Is it a holistic review of it? Is that macro, micro? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if we're looking at, we've talked a lot today about setbacks, right? As well as maybe some challenges, as well as, when we're talking about a certain thing that's happening, like, and trends. So we could take something like AI, right? Which is really big. It's a hot topic right now, has been
It
for a
certainly
little
is,
while.
yeah.
It's like everything is AI this and that, right?
Yeah.
So we could take AI and we could have the mindset of, oh my gosh, my competitors are using AI, so that's a setback for me.
Right.
Or I could say, yeah, all my competitors are using AI, but I'm going to use AI better. So that's not a setback. That's actually like a propelled forward, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Or it could be, well, I'm going to use AI as my creative solution. Right? Because I need to whip this thing up and I don't want to take 4 hours to do it. I want to take 30 minutes, right? So we can really look at any of these different like events. And this is really why I love what you do and how we always bring it back to just like a space of like wellness, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Because we can look at this as a challenge. We can look at it as a benefit, but it's how we are leading ourselves, right? It's our leadership that's going to dictate whether we are, oh no, I'm afraid of that. I see it as a
Yeah.
threat. I'm in victim mode. Or if we're like, you know what? I'm down for that challenge. Let's go. Like,
Yeah.
you might not succeed 100, but like, I'm down for that challenge. Like, I'm going to
Yeah.
go give it my best.
Yeah, it's like that reframing, right? It's almost thinking, okay, well, I don't want to be scared of AI because that company's using it. Like you said, I'm going to try and do it better, or at least learn it.
Yeah.
Reframe that negativity
Yeah.
to be something that is forward thinking, like you mentioned. Well, I really appreciate this wonderful conversation we had today. And everybody should be hearing that setbacks can be lessons learned, they can be solutions. You can think outside the box with these things. So thank you very much. If our audience did want to learn more about you or what you do or your agency, is there a way they can get a hold of you online?
Of course. So we are online. I'll tell you our website and then I'll give you a freebie place to go get something
Awesome.
awesome. So our website is gogeekhouse.com. So our agency is Geek House. So the website Go Geek House, and house we spell HAUS. So GOGEEKHAUS.com. And then, if you are interested, I think that every expert needs to be in the public. And what I mean by that is we need to be seen, right? If we're the best kept secret, that used to be like a cool thing. But today, that's not the cool thing. And I can tell you, if you're the best kept secret, you're also probably the best kept broke secret. So we don't want to be that
Visible,
person.
right?
Exactly. So if you want to get more exposure, one of the ways to do that is to get featured in press and in media. And where I like to start people with that journey is really by getting on podcasts, because it's a place to go and explore and really have a good conversation with someone like yourself.
Thank you.
before you step onto, a cable news spot, or
Right.
before you're, in a discussion with a journalist for a huge publication and they're interviewing you, right? Like, we need to start crawling and then we can walk and run. So I host a semi-regular event called the Podcast Guest Intensive. And we go through, in a very short amount of time, in one day, you go from probably where you're at now, if you're listening to this show and you're like, wait, I could be on podcast too, if you're an expert at something, right? You could be an expert at parenting. You could be an expert at, most of my clients are lawyers and doctors and thought leaders, right? So they're experts in their different types of medical knowledge or different types of legal knowledge. That is the type of person, you listening is probably the type of person that is going to benefit from being more visible, getting exposure. So we go through crafting your media bio, how you pitch out to people, how you find show hosts, and what that whole process looks like. And so you're welcome to register for that at podcastguestintensive.com. And I always suggest bring a friend. Have them register too, and then you can be accountable to each other and buddy up and do it together.
Love that. And a lot of people have those limiting beliefs or fears around visibility or networking in person. And this is a great place to start. I find a lot of people enjoy the podcast side. So thank you very much for the freebie as well. And for all this information and tips today, I greatly appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to chat with you today and your audience.
Thank you. We would like to thank our audience as well. We hope you are able to gain some valuable information or tips to help you today. If you are a leader who knows that leadership coaching, consulting, and community are the way to grow on your leadership journey, or perhaps you want to learn more about our Rise to Leadership program, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.